Hello, everyone. Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Custy, your host for the first episode of the Baltimore music scene. We have with us Without a Net, featuring Kristen Corsi, Big Ed Schoberling, and Bill Billings. Welcome, all.
Welcome. How are you doing?
Welcome.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's start with a little background, shall we?
Yeah.
Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Dave. Well, let's see. I started playing guitar. I was bad enough to, or unlucky enough to have an older sister who wanted to play piano and wanted to play guitar. Never worked out, so I could never get lessons, so I just had to grab the old instruments that were laying around the house leftovers. And the guitar was my favorite, and I've been playing for years. Then, just over the last few years, I've decided to venture back out again. I hadn't played out in public since I was like 19. And, started playing in Ledbetter's and Cat's Eye, different places around Fells Point, and it was just me and my acoustic guitar, but I wanted something, a little embellishment. I'd heard that Big Ed there was a decent little guitar player, and he really is, and I grabbed him. Luckily enough, no one else knew this secret treasure in Fells Point that I did. So he started playing with me, and Kristen has a gorgeous voice, and she would start singing a song or two coming up, but she wanted to be a little more in the move, so she started picking up different percussion instruments, and we're called Without a Net basically because we don't really practice, and I've got a bad habit of pulling songs out and just saying, hey, you guys don't know this, but I always loved this song and I just remembered it, and then we go Without a Net. That's where it is.
Sounds like a plan to me. Big Ed, you want to go next?
Sure.
Quite a little guitar player there.
Yeah, I was born at a very early age, and I think when I came out, I had a guitar. I'd never had any lessons or whatever, but I just always liked it, and I played around a lot and had a lot of different opportunities in life and had a good time with it. But, you know, I never really went to a lead professional, one reason or another, maybe two or three reasons or another. But anyway, yeah, Bill, I had known Bill and Kristen for a while, you know, over here, Fells Point, you know, it's a great community.
Right.
You know, it's, really good people. And as a family was fitting together, a lot of our friends are all musicians, you know, or more pro and constantly playing musicians, you know, than I have been, whatever. But we started sitting around one night, you know, slinging crap on a wall, seeing what sticked. And, you know, we were having a heck of a time with it. And Bill's a great frontman. He really is. He's really good. And band leader, you know. But, and Kristen, great voice. Ought to be out a little front more. But anyway, but.
hey, enough of that.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, yep, exactly. But, you know, pretty much, we've been doing this for what, the last year and a half or whatever?
Yeah, just
and
about.
We've been having a hoot with it. A lot of people come in and they don't realize a lot of the things, you know, that are behind the songs. And that's what, you know, Bill really fills out with. But as far as me, you know, I've played every different type of music one time or another. And to me, it's just about, you know, putting a smile on somebody's face. So, you know, I stopped playing back in like 94, 95. I just couldn't find anybody that, one, wanted to have fun with it. Two, that wouldn't play what the people in front wanted to hear. And I think that was just ridiculous. You know, your job is to make them forget about their week. You know, give them something they want to hear, you know. It's not hard. So, you know, I couldn't find anybody back in those days. You know, back in the mid '90s, so I just gave it up. You know, went about my daily business and other profession, whatever. And but actually, coming back to it in the last year and a half, I've had some really great support from friends. I've had people over the years telling me to come back, but I didn't. But yeah, I think this is great chemistry. You know what we've got going. It's really a fun thing. That's what music should be about.
It sounds wonderful, and I know you guys sound terrific, too. But it's Fells Point, too. It's such a great community of people that you can be in walking distance of such disparate types of music.
And it's not just that. It's what I like to call the Brotherhood of Fells Point musicians. You know, there's Billy Thompson, there's Red Beer, there's Ken G. Shorts, and the list is endless. of people who just, and they're all helping us out. All, like in the beginning, when we started, I had just this guitar and a couple little percussion instruments. No microphones, no PAs, none of that. And these guys were like, no problem. And they just threw it out and ran it out. And it really is a community.
Oop, I just stepped on my head there. Now it's your turn, Kristen.
Okay, well, Fell's Point is what the community is what brought me down here. And when I was a little girl, I sang all the time. And then I lost my voice for a long time. And I couldn't sing at all. And I didn't feel confident or able to do that. And once Bill got up to start playing, I decided to start getting up and singing with him. And then I got a cabasa. And then it just went to a tambourine and a vibraslap and a güero. And now I have a set of bongos. And I'm singing and playing percussion. And I'm having a great time.
You mentioned vibraslap.
It's a vibraslap, baby.
So when we do the health care show, we'll
that's right. So we're just having fun with it and enjoying singing and not worrying about all of the other stuff. Just having a good time and playing for our friends.
Well, personally, it's great to have you guys here.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming at the inaugural show. And I haven't said anything, but I would like you guys to be the house band
here. Oh, without a doubt. Right.
Okay?
We get drinks on the house, too?
Yeah. Well, let's not go that far. Wait till the sponsors come pouring in.
We are
talk about that, right? Yeah. That's true. You are musicians. I think, I just had a thought, too. It would be great if there were, if we could discover like a Fell's Point in Serbia or someplace around the world, you know, that has a similar type of situation as us, you know?
A similar community, that would be.
Because hopefully we'll be broadcasting there.
Absolutely.
All right, well, enough of the chit-chat. Let's hear the music now.
All right, first song we're going to do is, this is an old traditional tune that goes back to, I believe it's 17th century England, and it was known as the Wayward Lad, about a sailor who dies of venereal disease. It worked its way across the ocean, ended up down in New Orleans, where it turned itself into this song, which is St. James Infirmary. Now, what's funny is St. James Infirmary is not a hospital in New Orleans, that many people think it is. It was actually a hospital in England that during the 19th century was for venereal disease. But this is St. James Infirmary. That would help too. All right, we'll just do the intro again, or just keep the intro and just go into the song. We can keep the intro. Yeah, I'll just go into the song.
It was down in old Joe's bar on the corner by the square. Word.
I used to play that tune in the 70s for some jazz band at the Peabody Bookshop.
It's a great little tune.
Terrific. Me, Jimmy First. You know Jimmy First? He's a local right there.
We know of him.
You know of
him. And
we
met him and his wife down at Spirits.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
He's a trumpet player. We were in a jazz band on Wednesdays at the Peabody Bookshop in the weekends at the Wigwam, which turned into the Club Char.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I wonder that they must know Alan. Pam's Alan.
Alan Martin?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't he used to play in that area?
He used to play here at Bell's Point.
But no, she talks about that, her playing up in a place, a bookstore, coffee shop.
Oh, it was Louis. It might be Louis.
Oh,
Louis,
that's right.
Yeah, might have played a Louis.
All right.
Good start.
Good. We're going to do, this is going to be an original. That's why we call ourselves Without a Net. I don't know if I told these guys we're going to do this one. This is a song I wrote years and years ago when I was going through my drunken Irish poet meets singing cowboy stage. Think of this as like Brendan Behan meets like Roy Rogers or something. I suppose to take you out to see them, take you into town to see the show. Yeah, well, time bled my mind. I was feeling so fine. Ended up drinking on Skid Row. And you know I like to drink down on Skid Row. No, I really didn't. That you, boy, you never got over annoyed. Yeah, well, I guess it's time I just overstepped that line, honey. You left town with your new boy, back up and left your new boy, and I guess I shouldn't be dreaming of you.
So we're going to keep moving on. This is another traditional old blues tune that I have heard the Grateful Dead do. I have heard Bill Monroe and his Blue Mountain Boys do. I have heard lots of other people do it, and we do our own little version. This is called I Know You Rider. Tell me when you're ready, if you got to. Cool.
I know you're right, you're gonna miss me.
out in some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine. And to be here alone, knowing that you're gone, caused me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train. Take me far down the track. I'm going away, I'll be here today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back. I'd rather be stuck in some dark hollow where the sun refused to shine.
Oh, you got that one. Yeah, you got the end.
I didn't have
it. Try that. Got the end.
Yeah, I can't go. I'm trying to sing art.
Uh-oh, you don't have your headphones on.
I tried with the headphones. I can't deal with the headphones. They're sitting down here on me, Ed. They don't even come.
Oh, well, yeah.
Not even hardly on my damn ears.
Yeah. Well, you hold them up. You hold them up.
They're in as far as we'll go. I have a pinhead. I'm serious. I have the same problem.
All right, now this is how we call ourselves. I'm going to play a song, Ed, we've done once before.
Yeah.
It was for Anna and Dave at Cat's Eye.
Well,
this is that traditional
anything for Anna and Dave.
That's,
seriously.
This is, a traditional song that the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane did on, Volunteers, I believe it is. Called Good Shepherd.
Well, you want to get to heaven over Paul. Can't you hear? Oh, can't you hear? Your lambs are calling. Oh, good shepherd, feed thy sheep.
I was gone all over it. Sorry, Anna. Sorry, Dave. But that's what we are, you know.
Now this is another one that goes way back. It has like 30 different titles, about 600 different lyrics. Hesitation Blues.
Thank you.
much, baby. I just don't know what to do. I'm telling you, baby, I got parts that are turning blue.
Yeah, that sounds. Ooh, I went. Yeah, oh yeah. That was
weird. All right.
That's
good.
This is that one I was playing before. It's the old again without a net. Here we go playing something that. This is that old.
Yeah, that.
That thing about McKinley and...
Did you ever tell him, the main reason we're without a net? Did you tell him that?
No.
We never practice. We have no... Bill doesn't even know. He doesn't even have any
what
idea.
What song is coming next?
Well, yeah, or if anybody else knows the song. So, I mean, that's the fun of it. That's also the beauty of it.
That's great.
That's how juke joints started, Everybody's like... well, the white people won't let us in, so let's try something here, And that's it.
But this is an old folk song about the death of William McKinley and Teddy Roosevelt being president. It's a cheery little number. Well, Mr. McKinley, he didn't do no wrong. Buffalo, but he didn't stay too long. Hard time, hard time, hard time. Yeah, well, the train running on down the line. Hillary Station. Oh, McKinley, he's a dime. Hard time, hard time, hard time. Yeah, Roosevelt, he's in the White House. He's doing his best. And McKinley, graveyard taking his rest. Hard time, hard
thank you. Sure, right. Sure. Didn't know that one either, but I'll do another one.
Oh, this one you know. This is the first song every guitar player, I think, knows. Another old tune that I first heard when Art Burns and the Animals decided to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dave, for this opportunity.
I hope he passed the audition.
What?
Hold him in place.
I mean, I can hear. I don't like him.
That's okay. Let her do what she wants to do. She's
I'm
a musician.
I'm not doing anything on the song. I'm just sitting here.
Well, what a brilliant start to the Baltimore music scene. I'd like to thank Without a Net, featuring Bill Billings, Kristen Corsi, and Big Ed Shoverlin. Thank you, guys. And you play a lot down at Leadbetter's, right?
Leadbetter's, we play a lot. We're back with, yes.
Now, this show will be recorded, so there's no telling where they'll be playing when you guys listen to it, but we'll have on the website, which you're listening to, www.baltimoreinternetradio.com, we'll have a listings of where they'll be playing. So if you come to Baltimore and you want to hear these guys at Leadbetter's or wherever they're going to be playing, just tune in on the internet radio station here and also on the website. Now, they'll be part of the schedule, but if you don't see them on the schedule, we archive every show, so you can listen to them anytime at your leisure. Once again, thanks again, Without a Net. And take us out of here, babe.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. Well, it's beaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want none at all. Had a guitar string made with golden twine. With every song I would sing, I wish that girl was mine. Shady Grove, my own true love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my own true love. Bound for Shady Grove. When I went home, my wife, I tried to please her. The boy tried the worst she got. Damned if I didn't leave her. Shady Grove, my own true love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my own true love. I'm bound for Shady Grove.